Mitch McKenney is political editor of the Akron, Ohio Beacon Journal. He's one of the editors we turn to regularly on this program, and he joins us now from his home. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning.
First of all, what is the tone of your paper today? What are the editors saying in the Sunday paper?
Actually, the publisher is on the front page of the paper describing a fund for gathering up money from the community to send a new fire truck to New York.
Hmm.
And perhaps a police car and whatever else the fund would pay for, just as an outlet, a response for people that want to do something.
How are the people in Akron reacting to what happened?
I suppose it's a lot of the same of what you'll see around the country, that, you know, a lot of flags are out, a lot of vigils, and people with ribbons on their cars. They're expecting the churches to be packed today, almost like Christmas or Easter. In fact, I heard someone describe that exactly, that, you know, without the NFL and everything else going on, people are looking for some place to go.
Hmm.
You know, at the same time, they still played high school football on Friday night, and some folks are looking for a way for things to be more normal.
What was that like, Friday night? It must have been incredibly emotional.
They did. Most had a ceremony or a moment of silence or a combined band patriotic show, and so everything is different, even when they try to make them normal.
Hmm. You know, just south of you in Akron, there's an Amish community.
Yes.
Were they plugged into the story?
Yes. We had a reporter run down there the next day just to see how it was playing there. It's such an isolated area, or at least that we think it is. But the Amish and Mennonites who live there, and particularly the Amish who would not have electricity, we're still plugged in. They not seeing it in a newspaper, perhaps a friend that had a TV, or was just through conversation, were close enough to it that they felt some of the same, you know, fear and sadness and even outrage that we all did.
Mm. Reporters and editors at your newspaper, were they working around the clock? Did you put out extra editions of your paper?
Yes. Tuesday morning, decided to have an extra edition and had it out shortly after noon, which is a quick turnaround. I mean, or morning newspaper, and to have an afternoon edition is a completely different thing as far as bringing in people who run presses and write stories and move them and all. And I was sitting across from the reporter writing the lead story for the extra edition, and he was writing right to the point where, you know, he said, well, the Twin Towers are the fifth and sixth largest, and suddenly looked up at me and he says, I have to say were in past tense. And it just sort of washed over him right then as he was putting it together in type. And at that point, the second tower hadn't yet come down yet. But realizing that the situation was that permanent that was going on.
Was it difficult to get information?
It was. It was confusing, particularly when the Pennsylvania plane crash took place, because then it's United has a plane they can't account for, but there's a plane down in Pennsylvania. How many planes are up right now? You know, was it more than four? And we could really, it was hard to tell, even as we were trying to close out this the extra edition that could sort of bring it in perspective for people, and they're seeing this all go on TV, that we can give them something on paper, as we call it, the first draft of history, that even then it was confusing to have a clear picture of is this it, or is there more to come after we start rolling on the presses?
Hmm. You've talked about the caring and compassionate nature, people wanting to do something, to give blood, to make donations. Are you hearing anything now about response?
Yes, and that's been through some phone calls and people responding maybe to something they see in the paper or something they've seen on television, and they just want to talk. And had people emotional on the telephone, have called into the newsroom and to our public editor in particular, Mike Needs, I spoke with, and he said, you know, he had someone that was just in tears, and just you could tell she was probably shaking while speaking to him, complaining about people making references to being careful, you know, that civilians are not hurt in whatever response there is. And she said, well, you know, they didn't take care to protect our civilians. Why do that? Was this person's perspective, and she was very upset. And even in Amish country, you know, that the barber we went and saw, you know, has has a relative in the military, you know, and that they're aware of what's happening, and they know that it may be something more prolonged.
Mm. Mitch McKenney is political editor of the Akron, Ohio Beacon Journal. Thanks very much for joining us this morning, Mitch.
Thank you.